I'm Keith Peters reporting. A Russian political prisoner tells his country's citizens not to give up after the death of Putin resistance leader Alexei Navalny.
A Russian opposition figure has urged Russians not to give up after Navalny's death as he spoke from court. Prominent opposition figure Vladimir Kara-Murza spoke via video link to a Russian court from behind bars in Siberia. In the video, which was shared by the Russian Sota Telegram channel, Kara-Murza said, "We owe it to our fallen comrades to continue to work with even greater strength and achieve what they lived and died for." He also alleged there is a state-backed hit squad taking out opponents of President Vladimir Putin. I'm Karen Shamas.
Volkswagen is recalling thousands of vehicles because of a possible fire risk. Correspondent Rita Foley has more on that story.
The recall covers some older Audi A3s and VW Golfs and GTIs. These are model year 2015 through 2020 vehicles. Also included are Golf sports wagons from 2015 through 2019 and VW Jettas from 2019 and 2020. All the recalled cars have front-wheel drive. The problem is a pump seal that can let fuel leak from a canister within the system, and that can lead to a fire. VW says, though, it doesn't know of any fires that are linked to this problem. Dealers will replace the pump at no cost to owners. I'm Rita Foley.
AT&T says it has restored wireless coverage after an outage knocked out cell phone service on its network across the U.S. for hours. A statement from the Dallas-based company's Thursday says it has restored service to all of its affected customers. Big day on Wall Street as the Dow is up by 456 points. The Nasdaq rose 460. The S&P advanced 105. This is SRN News. Public schools in Utah are hiding gender transitions from parents.
The group Parents Defending Education has obtained training manuals that instruct teachers not to notify mom and dad if their child is living as the opposite sex in the classroom, unless the teacher decides there is a, quote, serious threat to the well-being of a student that parents should know about. The manual also orders teachers to use children's preferred pronouns, adding that kids have a right to privacy when it comes to their so-called gender identity. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Southern Baptist Convention's top administrative body has ousted four congregations. One church violated SBC policy by having a woman as senior minister. Two others were accused of going against the denomination's sexual abuse policies. The fourth congregation was removed for its lack of financial participation. These are the latest in a series of expulsions in recent years. The church is located in Kentucky, North and South Carolina. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
NVIDIA's stock price purged after delivering another blowout quarter, setting off a rally in other technology companies that carried Wall Street to another record high. The chipmaker, a central player in the boom surrounding artificial intelligence technology, reported scorching demand for its semiconductors. The S&P 500 rose 2.1% to another all-time high. The Dow marked its first close above 39,000. NVIDIA's stock price rose more than 16%. The Dow up 456 points to finish at 39,069. The Nasdaq gained 460 to 16,041. The S&P 500 adding 105 points to 5087. New York oil rose 70 cents to $78.61 per barrel. The Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.